This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Yeah. China said the U.S. initiated the trade talks this weekend and that its position hasn't changed. Are you still confident you can reach a deal with China?
They said we initiated? Well, I think they ought to go back and study their files. Okay? I do think that.
We've got Jim Talent on the phone with us this morning, former Missouri Senator. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So that was the president obviously suggesting there that China's lying, which would not surprise anyone at all if they're trying to save face in this whole thing. But this morning at 9 our time, they're expected to announce the first major trade deal, worst kept secret in Washington, because apparently it's already been leaked that it's the United Kingdom.
Yes, I read that this morning. It's the first of what I assume, I think, are going to be many. These countries all need our domestic market more than we need theirs. And I think you're going to see the principle of reciprocity, which I've thought was the right one for years, being implemented with a number of the countries. So Mark, people need to think about the tariffs, or I would think about them in three different segments. So the 10% global tariff, I think, is going to stay because that's an attempt to rebuild the manufacturing industrial base, which is absolutely vital for the country. Then we have these one-on-one negotiations with our major trade partners around the world in an attempt to get a sustainable deal over the long term, according to sort of common principles. So you're going to see, I think, common principles reflected in these deals. And then the third is the issues with China, which the president also spoke about yesterday, and you just played that clip. And what I will say is anybody who thinks China's not doing this, go to the USCC.gov. That's the United States China Commission. I served on it for 8 years. Or just Google China's techno-national toolbox. The ways that they evade their obligations under the world trade agreements and use it to basically to steal sectors of the economy from other countries. It's amazing how they have weaponized so many different tools in order to gain wealth at the expense of other countries, including the United States.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've heard some people argue that some of these businesses that are being told they should bring production, or more production at least, over to the United States, that they're being sent mixed messages because it's this idea of, well, you should be producing more of your products in the United States, but we're still going to work to try to come to some sort of a trade deal. So people feeling like, well, why would we want to do that if you could come up with some sort of a deal where then it's not as expensive for us to continue producing in, say, China or the UK?
Well, again, I think you have to separate out China. I think what's being done here is an attempt to decouple us from China using basically a market mechanism. In other words, you increase costs of doing business with China, and then business takes a look at it and says, okay, this is the reverse of the situation that began 25 years ago when it was a desire for profit that drew us into China. Now we need to get out and go to other countries. These trade agreements with our major trading partners are different. I mean, once we get trade agreements that recognize the principle of reciprocity, it may be more advantageous to produce in another country, and that's okay. I mean, we're not saying that all the production needs to be in the United States. What the administration's saying is that the arrangements with other countries have not been fair. I think that's manifestly true in most instances. We're going to turn it into a level playing field, and then you make the best market decision you can, whether you want to produce in Europe or India or the United States.
Yeah, it's a good point. We got Jim Talent on the phone with us this morning, and I see this announcement yesterday that the U.S. has agreed to back off the Houthis. The Houthis have said, mm-hmm. you know, we've had enough. And then the story comes out that it was Iran pressuring them to reach that deal so that they could facilitate some nuclear deal. Do you think that's on the verge of happening? Are we going to be satisfied with that?
Well, with regard to the Houthis, we had a war aim, which was to basically degrade their power to the point where they were not a threat to international shipping, and then force them to stop shooting at international shipping. And that's been accomplished. And so when your war aim is accomplished, you stop the war. I mean, if you don't, when do you stop it, Mark?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What I was thinking this morning is now, is this a permanent solution? No, and I think the Trump administration understands that. But it's a good statement to make for the future. They know now if they start a campaign like this, at least while Trump is president, they know what's going to happen. When we destroyed about three quarters of their missiles, and then the Israelis took out their main port, you know, so we punished them pretty good. On the Iranian issue, this is a question because there is concern, I think, particularly in Israel, that the United States may agree to a deal that is something less than a total breakdown of the Iranian nuclear infrastructure. I'm confident that isn't going to happen. I don't know what the administration can do or say to provide more assurances to everybody. I mean, if I went through the list of things we're doing to punish Iran now, I mean, it would take the rest of the segment. So
yeah.
I have a fair amount of confidence. But look, I mean, it's the right policy. It has to be executed correctly. The president is right in saying what the objective has to be. They have to totally break down the infrastructure. I mean, Rubio just affirmed that again the other day. So we'll see. But for right now, I remain confident.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
So just to be clear, Jim, I've got about 2 minutes left here. Breaking that down will mean not producing, not enriching any more uranium, even for a nuclear power plant, correct?
Right. And yeah. And also breaking down all the centrifuges, known as the infrastructure. And then shipping out the enriched uranium they've got. And then if they want a civilian program, then they do what other countries do have a civilian program. They buy it from someplace else. I mean, there is no reason to enrich uranium to operate a civilian nuclear program. Mark, I don't even think we enrich uranium. I mean, we can. We have the capability of doing that. So if they hold firm on those things, then the Iranians have a choice. You either break it all down the way Libya did. I mean, this has happened before.
Right.
Or Israel and the United States attack. I mean, the president just said there's going to be bombings. Nobody else has been that open about it. That's Trump style. He doesn't say there are military options on the table. He said, we're going to bomb you. So we will see what happens. Now, another issue is how long the president puts up with them dawdling during negotiations. I think it's pretty clear, you know, he has this trip planned to the Gulf states. I think he's going to announce some major investments in the United States there, and I don't think they want to do anything before that. That's in about a week. So again, we'll see, and people are nervous. This is an inflection point. But, I mean, when I look at what the administration's done, I mean, the B-2 bombers in Diego Garcia, the THAAD missile defense system in Israel, bringing an ordnance into our air bases in the Middle East, smashing the Houthis, increasing the sanctions on the Iranians, making the threat very, very clear. I don't know what else they could do to say, this is what you've got to do, or we're going to attack. With the Israelis will carry most of that load. But if it happens, we will send in the heavy bombers, second day of the war. In other words, the Israelis take out the air defense systems, and then we and the Israelis attack a country that you know, is completely vulnerable at that point.
Yep, it's good. It's well-reasoned. Jim, thank you very much. We appreciate your thoughts.
You guys are welcome.
We'll talk to you soon. Jim, former Senator Jim Talent there. With his thoughts on what's going on over there in the Middle East. Coming up, we're going to change the focus to St. Louis. There's a new mayor in town. Her name is Kara Spencer. Elliot Davis got his first chance to ask her some questions the other day, and they sound very familiar. We'll talk to Elliot when we come back.